This audio file is created by Panopreneur. You can get it at www.panopreneur.com. For Advent Wednesday. Variable, use until Christmas Day. First posted December 23, 2009, Titus 2:11-14. Our salvation, paraphrase, God's grace has been revealed for the salvation of all people, teaching us to renounce irreligion and the passions of this world, and to live sober, godly, upright lives in this world as we await our blessed hope, the appearance, with glory of our great Savior and God, Christ Jesus. He sacrificed himself for us so that we can be redeemed from all sin and to purify people for himself who are zealous for good deeds. Commentary, it has always been God's plan, from the beginning of creation, to create people who would willingly choose to trust and obey God's word, in the Bible and in Jesus Christ, the fulfillment, embodiment and example of God's word lived out in this world in human flesh. John 1:1-5:14. This world is God's seedbed, to grow disciples of Jesus Christ. We are all born into this world physically alive but spiritually inborn. This lifetime is our opportunity to seek, find and have daily fellowship with our Creator, and this is only possible through the baptism of the indwelling Holy Spirit, which only Jesus gives. John 1:31-34. Only to his disciples who trust and obey Jesus. The Holy Spirit is the seal and guarantee that one is in Christ and has eternal life. 2 Corinthians 1:22, Ephesians 1:13-14, Romans 8:9-11, 15-16. It is possible to know with certainty for oneself that one has been born again, Acts 19:2. God has given us the freedom to choose for ourselves whether to trust and obey God in this world, but God is not going to tolerate rebellion and disobedience forever, or at all in his eternal kingdom, or it wouldn't be heaven, paradise restored. Jesus is God, with the whole fullness of God dwelling within him. Colossians 2:8-9. John 20:28. God has taught the Israelites over a long period of time that blood sacrifices are required for the forgiveness of sin. Animals were sacrificed on the altar, and then the worshippers had a feast of the remains. Jesus has become the one and only sacrifice acceptable to God, once for all time and all people who will receive it by faith. His flesh provides the perfect unblemished lamb of the new Passover, the Lord's Supper, Holy Communion, the Eucharist. His blood, shed on the cross, marks us as his people, to be passed over by the destroyer. Israelites were forbidden to drink the blood of animals, or consume meat with its blood. Blood was thought to contain the spirit of the animal. God doesn't want us to be filled with the spirits of animals, but with the Holy Spirit of Jesus Christ. The new Passover, Holy Communion, is a spiritual feast. The elements of communion, bread and wine, with his pronouncement accomplish what he promises, his body and blood. It isn't the amount, but the faith in his promises, which accomplish the miracle. Is Jesus your Lord? Are you Jesus' disciple? Are you trusting and obeying Jesus? Have you received the indwelling Holy Spirit since you first truly believed? Acts 19:2. Are you making disciples of Jesus Christ and teaching them to obey all that Jesus commands? Matthew 28:18-20. Do you know with certainty where you will spend eternity? 1 John 5:11-13, Ephesians 1:13-14.